Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara, six lines from the bottom of Nun Vav Amar Beis, where there was Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshia, Patua Daka Koyin, Shekidish Bas Yisrael. So similar halachas about people who might not allow to be joining in Klal Yisrael. Patua Daka is someone whose private part has been crushed. That's a Patua Daka discussed in the Torah. The Pasuk says, Lo Yavo Patua Daka Bekal Hashem, that he should not enter Klal Yisrael. He's considered fundamentally problematic to marry into Klal Yisrael, just like a mamzer. And obviously he didn't do anything wrong, but that's just a physical moment which would be a problem here. So now, if he's a Kiddush Bas Yisrael, so he marries through Kiddushin a Bas Yisrael, and obviously he's not able to consummate the marriage because he is Aser Tavol Lakal. So this would be, Gemara points out, Bani La Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, that, so this is going to be the Machlokas, three Machlokas we saw in the time earlier on Nunvav Amud Aleph, and Nunvav Beis also. Rabbi Meir, that we had, that this concept of Mishtamar Shlobiyas Psula. So according to Rabbi Meir, the Gemara flashes out, Damar Mishtamar Shlobiyas Psula, Daraisa Loachla, that a woman who is waiting, an Isser Daraisa, that here, this would be an Isser Daraisa for her to have Bia with this man, is not allowed to eat Truma, Hanami Loachla, so even though he would marry her, and Kinyan Kaspa Midaraisa, normally on a level of the Raisa should enable her to eat Truma, but here it would not apply because she's waiting for an Isser Daraisa, a Bia, which would obviously, like similar to a Grusha, who is going to be Miskadeshes to a Kohen, or if her father was a Kohen, let's say, for example, it should be Asr to eat Truma. So in those examples, that would be similar to this case. But according to Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, who say that a woman who's waiting an Isser Daraisa Bia, if they've done it through the stage of Nisuin, is going to be allowed to eat Truma, turning on to next summon Zayin Amud Aleph. So then here too, says the Gemara Hanami Achla, that here too she should be allowed to eat Truma, because she is considered Kinyan Kaspa, Rashi points out, Velchala Tvar Torah, and now at the end of the day they're going to be together. So that is going to be, over here she's going to be permitted until they have Bia. If they have Bia with her, then she's going to make her, according to Rashi, a Chalala, and she's going to be entitled to eat Truma until they do Bia. If they do Bia, then she'd be a Chalala, she's no longer allowed to eat Truma. So Gemara's Akash, the Mimai. How are you making this assumption that they would hold this way? Dilma Adkan Lokamar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Hasam. Maybe when we saw on yesterday's daf Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that they would allow a woman to eat truma, that case was a case of an arusa eating truma. That case is different. Eladiyesh lo la'acha b'makamacha, because this Kohen has the capacity to enable someone to eat truma under other circumstances if he marries someone who's mutter and not a grusha. So then that case should be mutter. And therefore, this woman also is allowed to eat truma in a case of erusin stage. Aval hacha, but regards to a Kohen who's a p'tzua daka, de'en lo la'acha b'makamacha, see, he never has the capacity to feed anybody truma because he is forbidden to marry any woman. So therefore, he can never make a nesua unable to eat truma. So therefore, he's going to disqualify anybody who he's marrying to eat truma. So therefore, lo, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon would agree that that case would not entitle them to eat truma. So the Gemara says, maybe I'll argue the following. So here you could argue that here too, a Kohen is a Ptua Daka, has the capacity to enable someone to eat truma, which cases? Bevaz Gerim. In the case of a Bevaz Gerim, when the Torah says that a Ptua Daka layava Bekal Hashem, maybe Rabbi Yoshia is going to understand that is Bekal Hashem is Kal Gerim Loikr Kal, that the descendants of Gerim, the people who are Gerim, the original Gerim themselves, they're allowed to marry into a Ptua Daka. Similarly, there's a Machlokas about Mamzerim also. Are they allowed to marry Mamzerim? That's going to be that many of the Tanaim hold that they are allowed to hold. They're based on the Gemara condition. They'd be allowed to marry into a Mamzerim also, specifically Gerim themselves. So the Gemara says, maybe over here also, you could argue that you can Bevas Gerim. She can marry, the case where he marries the daughter of a convert. So here also, that's not considered a normal case of someone who is Kal Hashem. But wait a second. Rabbi Yochanan asked about this question, whether a Ptua Daka who married the daughter of a convert from Rabbi Yoshia himself, Allah Pasha, Rabbi Yoshia didn't answer him this question. From the fact that Rabbi Yoshia didn't answer this question, a Ptua Daka can permit his wife to eat Truma, and Rabbi Yoshia himself is the one who compared the two cases of a Ptua Daka Arusa to the case of the Mishnah, despite the fact that they're not similar. So Lech Ora, we are understanding that a Ptua Daka may never enable his wife to eat Truma, therefore we have our original question. So the Gemara says two possible answers to this between Abaye and Rava. Itmar, Abaye Amar Hoel V'machila B'lo Yada. So the two cases can be compared, since the case of a Ptua Daka enables his wife to eat Truma in a case where he did not know her. What case is that? Abaye is referring to Mishnah later on. And the Mishnah tells us that if you have a Kohen who becomes a Ptua Daka, his Aver becomes crushed below. They become crushed, so if they become crushed, so after he's already married halachically, so the wife who is already married to with Nisuin may continue to eat Truma. That's the lashon of the mission. Of the mission of there is the imloyada mishanesis tzadaka. If you do not know, you don't have bia with her after becoming that the case of the crushed aver, then it's going to be mutter because only the act of having bia with him is going to pass her. So the fact that they're married, she continue eating truma. So the gemara says Rav Amar. So that would be a bias answer to the question. And therefore, in that case, he's enabling someone to eat truma. So we see he would be enabling to eat truma. Rava says, no, you can also compare a case to that the Kohen, the Psuadaka, if he buys in Eved Knaini, the halacha is, Kinyan Kaspa was talking about Eved Knaini. Kinyan Kaspa tells you that in Eved Knaini is mutter to eat truma as well, your Eved that you purchase of a Kohen. So according to Rava, so this is a case where a Kohen enables someone else to eat truma. So we see that the Psuadaka does have the ability to enable somebody to eat truma. So too, should enable this case also, should enable this Arusa to be able to eat Shuma. So the Gemara now fleshes out, why did Abaye not say like Rava, and why did Rava not say like Abaye? So the Gemara says, Abaye lo amar, we'll start off with Abaye. Abaye doesn't say like Rava, because in Abaye Shita, Kinyan, the Ishus, Mekinyan Ishus, Yalfina. He thinks it's more correct to learn the halachas of a case where a Kohen became a Ptua Daka after he was already married to the woman and she can continue eating Truma, to the case of a married woman who is marrying a woman who's now marrying this Kohen, who's a Ptua Daka Melech Achila, because there's those cases are both about Kiddushin, they're both about marriage. It's more comparison, because you can't compare the case over here where he's marrying in the case of Ptua Daka's marrying an Arusa. That case is different than the case over here of a Kohen buying a property, is buying an Eved Knani, which is considered like property. That's not considered a real halacha of marriage, obviously. So that's something which is different cases that you can't compare the two. And why did Rava lo mark Abaye? Rava doesn't want to say like Abaye because Shani Hasam Shekfar Achla. That the case where a Kohen who gets married and then becomes wounded afterwards, so there she already was eating in a heter state. She ate in a heter state, so then she could continue eating. So that makes sense why she's allowed to eat. Once she was eating beheter, she continued eating. She's considered allowed to eat, allow eating beheter because she originally had eaten in a heter state. Whereas this case is different. So the Gemara says, that's a good point though. Ve'abaye. Abaye says, we're not going to say the case where he's continued eating, because if the case the Kohen became maimed after his marriage, we don't say that she's allowed to continue eating. That's not the svar, because if you're going to say that's based on that, you could argue, if you go that far, once you're eating beheter, you can eat before. We had this svar that we rejected earlier, that if a Bas Yisrael, who doesn't have any children with the Kohen, and he dies, so then she could continue eating truma, because she had originally eaten truma in a heter state. Yet, clearly, that's not the case. So how's Rava going to respond to that? Rava is going to respond, no, this is a valid comparison, and that case is different. Hasam paka kinona, because when the man married the woman, and he dies, so no longer the acquisition of marriage is no longer upon himself. She can now marry somebody else. She's no longer married to him, so therefore she's no longer allowed to eat truma. However, haka lo paka kinona, here, when the case of the Kohen, who becomes a psua daka, and does not have bia with his wife afterwards, his acquisition of her never gets removed, and therefore she's considered still married to her, and therefore we permit her to continue eating truma, just as she'd been permitted beforehand. Accordingly, the fact that she has already been fact that she had eaten before beheter is a valid argument why those cases are not comparable, and that's why he didn't want to use Abaye's example. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to the machlokas we had before. Kufa. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question, Rabbi Yoshe, Ptua Daka, Shinasa Bas Gerim, Mao Shiachla Betshuma. So he asked, if a Ptua Daka, from a Kohen, who is Aver was crushed, so then married the daughter of a Kohen, not really Aver actually, really, the testicles underneath, so that becomes crushed, if the married this woman of a converse, Mao Shiachla Betshuma, is she allowed to eat Shuma or not? Ishtik Volomar Vlamidis. So Rabbi Yoshe was silent, it didn't answer Rabbi Yochanan. So another great tzaddik, a big Talmud Chacham, came and asked Rabbi Yoshia a different question, and Pasha Lain answered that question. Umanu, who was this other great big tzaddik, great Talmud Chacham? Rish Lakish was actually the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Lain and Bar Plukta oftentimes. Amar Lain Rabbi Yodan, I said Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yodan Nasiyai. So we know Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish was first generations Amoraim. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was the last of the Tanaim. So he was they were around also. So they were borderline Amoraim and Tanaim over here. Rabbi Yodan Nasiyai said Rabbi Yoshia. Out Rabbi Yochanan Lav Gavar Rabu Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is, we know that Rav argues Rabbi Yochanan not, and Rav is Tana Palar. Rav, we say, is like a borderline Tana Mora. He even could argue on Tanaim. We don't have that statement according to Moshe Rishonim with Rabbi Yochanan. So anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan isn't such a great bitzadik, so shouldn't you answer him first? Our mother Rabbi Yochanan responded to him, it's not because I didn't give him kavu and I decided to answer his shlokish versus Talmud. Rather, the kabai minei milsa that lays like pisira. He asked a question, which is such a good question, that I'm not necessarily so sure about. Maybe I have to think about it more. I don't have an answer. So Gemara says. So the Gemara says that maybe Rabbi Yochanan didn't have an answer. Maybe we're going to try to answer the Gemara. The Laman, according to whom did Rabbi Yochanan ask his question? If the statement was according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's going to be a machloka that we're going to see below. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Kohen is not allowed to marry the daughter of only a male convert. So he also holds that converts are considered ikre kal, and therefore it's usher for them to marry up to a daka. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, then, so if he holds those two nekudos, bein b'kedusha kai, bein la b'kedusha kai, lo achla. So it doesn't matter whether we say that a Kohen is a Psal Daka, remains in the state of Kahuna, and he's Kaddush, or whether he says he's not in the state of Kahuna, his wife may not eat Truma, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as the Gemara is going to explain. Why? Because if we say that he remains in the state of Kahuna, that she is the daughter of the wife convert, not that he eat Truma, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dahamar Mar, because Rabbi Yehuda himself says, Baz Ger Zachar Ke Baz Chalal Zachar, the daughter of a male convert is written to the Kohen, just like the daughter of a male Chalal. So according to the fact that Rashi understands that it's a designation of a zona, is going to be attached to the convert, so that would be the problematic point over here, according to other Rishonim, it's based on a pasuk in Yechezkel about the Zer of Zer of Yisrael for Kohanim are only going to fit and not those of Gerim. Either way, so a Kohen is a Btzua Daka, is not allowed to marry her, even if he has Bia with her, she may not eat Truma, because she has become a Chalala upon the fact that he has Bia with her. So Ilabik Dushakai, Loachlasa, and even if we say that he does not remain in the state of Kahuna, and he's allowed to marry someone who's disqualified from the Kahuna, so he's not allowed to eat Truma, because Darmina Kal Gerim, Mikre Kal, because we are understanding, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Kal Gerim are considered congregation of Hashem, literally, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda would agree, even if converts are, and their descendants are forbidden to marry a Ptua Daka, this person is therefore not allowed to eat Truma, because if the Ptua Daka has Bia with his wife, she becomes a Bia Pasala, and we said before that would be manashach, would be aser. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi have this machlokas and kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a mamzer is aser to marry a ikre those who are in kal Hashem, and therefore he's also not allowed to marry a convert because they're also part of ikre kal Hashem. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He holds that a mamzer is allowed to marry a convert since converts are not considered kal Hashem for this halacha. So therefore, a mamzer would be allowed to marry them. So this is a point within Rabbi Yehuda. That was the point over here. But either way, we've shown that Rabbi Yehuda cannot be a libad Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, because it would be pasha that she cannot eat Truma according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So now either Rabbi Yossi, the other Tana, Rabbi Yossi, who we pointed out, was arguing over there. So the Gemara says, Bein b'kedusha kai, bein lochav zay ka'acha. Who holds that whether a Ptua Daka is in a state of Kahuna, or whether he is in a state, if he loses a state of Kahuna, his wife is certainly not, is certainly allowed to eat Truma according to Rabbi Yossi. She's allowed to eat Truma according to this. B'kedusha kai achla, because if he's in a state of Kahuna, she's allowed to eat Truma, daha amar av ger shenasagira is bito ksher la Kahuna. Because Rabbi Yossi is under the impression, the understanding in halacha, that a person who's a male convert and married a female convert, his daughter is going to be fit to marry into Kahuna, according to Rabbi Yossi, the mission over there, again in Kedushin. That mission, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that the descendant of a convert is fit to marry a Kohen, even with both parents are converts. So therefore, this daughter of a convert is fit to be the wife of a Kohen, as far as the Kohanim, and she's allowed to marry a Kohen. So, Ilabik Dishakai Achla, and if he does not remain in a state of kedushas kahuna, she may eat truma because da amar kal gerim lo ikre kal, because Rabbi Yossi understands that the kal gerim are lo ikre kal, so therefore although he's not allowed to marry a member of the congregation, he's allowed to marry this convert, and she's allowed to eat truma based on that. So mada shachat's going to be mutter, and she'd be allowed to eat truma. The fact that she's allowed to eat truma is going to be mutter. So the Gemara therefore has shown that according to Rabbi Yossi there is no shaila. So now the Gemara wants to maybe Eliba the high tana. Maybe we're going to follow there's a third sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, this nun. We learn in the Mishnah in Bikurim. This Mishnah is the Mishnah of Bikurim. The Mishnah tells us Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, HS Bazgerim, a woman who is the descendant of converts, lo tinase the kahuna, may not marry into the kahuna, ad shetei imam Yisrael, unless her mother is from Yisrael. So basically, we have three different sheetahs in Tanayim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the daughter of a male convert, even if she's married to a Jew, is not allowed to marry into kahuna. But the daughter of a female convert is allowed to marry into Kahuna. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, if either one of the parents is a Jew, she is permitted to marry a Kohen. Rabbi Yossi says, even if both parents are converts, they're allowed to marry a Kohen. So three different shittas in Tanaim. So now we want to have this middle shittah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that if one of the parents is going to be a non-convert, those children that have such a marriage, if a Jew marries a convert, either a male Jew marries a female convert, or a female convert marries a Jew, those children will be allowed to marry Kahuna. So this is what the question is: what is the nature of the any of the people being Israelis? The Gemara is explaining, or Rabbi Yochanan is asking, in the case where the daughter of the male convert is going to be marrying a Jew, the truma is going to be that's the shiloh here. So the Gemara says So that's the question within the das of Rabbi Lazar and Yaakov. Is it kashrus mitos of vay? Is it simply that the Maria Kohen has been added to her, but not the kedushas kahuna, and it would, so therefore it's still forbidden her from marrying a p'tua daka? Accordingly, she is permitted to marry a p'tua daka va'achla, and therefore she's allowed to eat truma if she married him, because she's allowed to fundamentally to be married to him. She's allowed to eat truma even if the p'tua daka is in his kedusha, for the fact that she is the daughter of a Jew, that makes her fit for marrying the Kohen in this respect, but does not make her part of the Kal Gerim Loiker Kal, and therefore she would be unfit for the Daka aspect, which she would be allowed to eat Kuna. That's the one side. Or Dilma Kedusha Mitos Baba. Or you could say that the Kedusha of the fact that she's part of the Jewish nation has been added to her, making her forbidden to have Tzua Daka Vloachla, and she may not eat Truma if married to a Kohen who's a Bambum, and she is considered an Ikri Kal, and therefore forbidden to him. So that was the other tzad over here that should be usher to eat truma. That was the shayla of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says Tashma. So we can answer this question. Ki asher Rabbi Acha bar Chanina Midrayma came from the south, and asher Aisim Asnisa Biyadei had a brisa. And again, Tanaim Amoraim didn't always have necessarily all the brisa. So here he was mechadesh a brisa. Oh, is this brisa? Minayin l'ptua daka kohen shenasa bas gerim. Where do I know that a case of a kohen is a ptua daka who married again? He has crushed Aver, who married a daughter of converts. Shemachila bat truma. How do I know that she's allowed to make entitled her to eat? Shuma shenemar v'koin ki ikna nefesh kinyan kaspo yoichal bo. The pasuk says a kohen who's acquiring a person, acquisition of his money, may eat it, the truma. So now, why? What exactly is this extra limud? Rashi points out because the Torah could have left out the words nefesh and just said v'koin ki ikna kinyan kaspo. You don't have to say nefesh v'koin ki ikna nefesh kinyan kaspo. What's actually the lashon of nefesh? The lashon of nefesh is included over here that the daughter of converts who is married to a daka is permitted to eat truma. That's the riboy of the pasuk over here teaching his mamish's case. So the Gemara therefore says Laman, according to which Chita is this Brisa. Now if you're going to tell me it's Aliba Darbi Yehuda, Hamar Bim Kedusha Kaim V'Lakshalakai Lo'achovich, we just pointed out both the side that you say it, that the state that over here, we pointed out in the Chita of Rabbi Yehuda, we fleshed it out, that the Gemara taught us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the daughter of convert's wife was married to Pesua Daka, she cannot eat Shuma. Either way you slice it, either way you analyze it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's not allowed to eat Shuma. So therefore, it can't be that the Brisa is teaching us this Chiddush, because Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with this Brisa. So it can't be the Chita of Rabbi Yehuda, this Brisa. And either Rabbi Yossi, Lamalikra, Ha'amar, Bim Kedusha Kaim, Bim Kedusha Kaim, according to Rabbi Yossi, as we pointed out the other way, Rabbi Yossi, we just said above, Rabbi Yossi, either way you slice it, Rabbi Yossi is going to understand that the daughter of converts is allowed to marry to a daka, and she is allowed to marry a kahuna, so therefore she is allowed to have truma, and that would be according to Rabbi Yossi. Either way you said it, according to Rabbi Yossi is allowed to eat truma. So it must be according to this third Tana that we were unsure about, which was Rabbi Yochanan's question now that we fleshed out. El Alav, it must be according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. This Brisa is taught according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, who says that the daughter of a convert is fit to marry a kohen if her mother is a Yisraelis, but does not say whether she's considered part of Ikre Kal, which a P'tua Daka is going to be usher to her. Ushmamina kashrut itosabe ve'achla. And therefore we learn from Yerviah the Brisa that she's allowed to marry a kohen, that's been added to her, but she's still not regarded a member of the Kal, and therefore she is allowed to eat Shuma if married a P'tua Daka. Ushmamina, that this question, Rabbi Yochanan, is she allowed to be married in the case of Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov? This question, we learn from Yerviah, yes, Taka, that she would be allowed to be married to the kohen in this circumstance, and she would be allowed to eat truma if she married this Tzua Daka. So the Gemara now says, Shmamina, that was a good proof. Now Itmar. Now we're up to another related discussion, but not exactly the same thing. Rav Amar, turning on to the next episode, Yesh Chupa Lip Solas over here. That there is going to be a lachak significance to a Kohen who's Chupa with a woman who is disqualified from the Kahuna. So that the chuppah is going to have ramifications halachically. So now, it's very fascinating. When you learn Masechas Kedushin, it's pretty clear over there for us Mishnah, Ha'isha Niknes B'Shlosha Drachim, right? That the woman is Kesef Shtar and Bia, that's how you acquire a woman through Eris. And there is the one Machlokas, which actually would be very no get for us, on the beginning of Masechas Kedushin over there, if chuppah has any significance for Eris, that is a question. But Ba'etem, there's three clear ways to do it. What's fascinating, when you go through Masechas Ksubas, which is the many halachas of the Nisuan stage, as we mentioned, there's two fundamental stages in halacha that they used to do. We do them still bezman hazeh, we just do them together. Already from the times of the Rishonim, we've changed that. I already mentioned that yesterday's daf, the daf before. But they used to do kedushin around the year before, and they would marry her, and fully on a level of deraisa, you're fully married to her. That if she's mezana, she's chayav misa. Anyone's mezana with her is going to be chayav misa as well. But for other halachas, on a level of deraisa also, that the fact that the husband doesn't inherit her, the husband is not metame her if he's a kohen. Different halachas that apply only in the nisuin stage when you finish up the marriage, when you consummate the marriage. The question is, how do you do nisuin? So. Chuppah is one example. That chuppah is according to the Rambam is a yichud al rai labia. That's how many understand what this chuppah is. That's what this nisuin stage is. We don't really know what a chuppah fully is. According to the Rambam, it's yichud al rai labia. which is also Vezrin, according to Rambam, you cannot affect Nisuin if you don't have, if you have what's called the Chuppas Nida. That's the famous Shita of the Rambam. So because you can't do Bia, you can't have Bia with a woman as a Nida, that's why we try to avoid it as much as possible. But Etzem, that's not for now. There's more halakhic discussion. But that's what the idea of Chuppah is according to Rambam. Others explain that means under the, what we call the Chuppah, the actual, the Chuppah is the canopy that we go under. That's what some understand is a Chuppah. So we're basically mafkir for all the Shitas. We do all of them. And then some understand it's actually putting on the veil. That's interesting why we do that. Rosh Chodesh points out why we do that before, then we should do it later, meaning we should do it because we didn't do the Erizin even yet. You do that, you do the Bedekin beforehand. That's a big question. But Be'etzem, we're machmir for that Shita also, that sometimes putting the veil over her is signifying that you're going to be marrying her. That's also maybe part of what Nisuin is and Chuppah is. Either way, so back to over here. So according to this Machlokas, so there is Alexander to a chuppah by these women who were puzzled from kahuna. So then the Gemara says, Shmuel mar in chuppah lepsulas, where Shmuel says that there is no chuppah for the woman disqualified by kahuna. So the Rashi is a little bit over here, and the Tosfos Ma'arich over here, but we'll just try to do Rashi. Rashi explains that Rav and Shmuel are referring to where a Kohen Gadol does chuppah with a man of a bas Kohen. So he didn't have bia with her yet, but according to this version also, he didn't do Erison with her. Rav holds that the din of chuppah is significant that it would, midirabanan at least, possible her from eating truma. Okay, because she's a daughter of the kuna, but the fact that she was a daughter of kuna, she's now possible from truma, as the Kohen Gadol, as if he had bia with her. We know that that's part, generally the state of Nisuin is the consummation of the marriage through relations. Here you didn't actually have them, but according to Rav, it doesn't matter. Rav holds that the chuppah is going to disqualify even though it does not affect any actual kinyan halachically. So that would be the point according to Rav. And Shmuel argues, and he says that all Tanaim, even Rav Meir, would agree that the chuppah of a Kohen Gadol with this daughter of a Kohen, in the absence of a prior erison, does not disqualify from truma because halachically it's not significant. The chuppah, the fact that you haven't done erison before, and is not going to make you usher. Again, it's important to note that there is a machlokas about whether a chuppah can affect erison. It seems to be that they both hold, in this, at least according to Shmuel, that we would not agree, that we would hold that there is no, would not create any stage of erison. Either way, so that was what the machlokas is about over here. So the Mara says, Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel now wants to, Shmuel says now, Umodili Abba. Abba is his, whether Rashi explains it, is his title of reverence to his Rebbe. To his reverence to his Rebbe, that he called him like my master. Tosfos just says, no, Abba just was his name, maybe. His name was Abba, actually. Either way, so he says, Abba, betinokas pechusa mibas shal shana biyom echad, that you should agree that in the case of a chuppah with a person, a girl who's disqualified under the age of 3, that there is no halachic significance to the gat, hoel ve'ein la bia ein la chuppah, because a girl under the age of 3, it's the lashon of the Gemara, is like you're poking an eye, that it's not real bia, it's not real halachic significance of having relations, and therefore it's not going to have significance if he has that, and therefore, since what's Rav all dinder banan is all based on the fact that if you actually had bia with her, you would pasul her, bia la pasul la pasla. So too, even if you do the chuppah stage, even though halachically it doesn't have any significance, since that is representative of something which generally was the consummation of marriage, you do that, that's going to pasul you. So Shmuel says, though, you're going to agree with me under the age of 3, where if you actually did the real thing that you're talking about, Rav, i.e. you had bia with her, that doesn't even pasul her. So then Kol Shekin, the case of the chuppah would not pasul either. So it doesn't matter. I'm a Rav. Actually, that's a very good point. We have a raya from the Mishnah Nida, like Shmuel wants to tie them. What's this raya? Bas shalosh shana v'yom echad. If you have a girl who is 3 years old, miskadeshes bivia, she can be married through having bia, meaning her father is going to be able to marry her off. And if you have bia with her, that bia is going to be significant. V'im balei yavam kana. And if a yavam has bia with her after the age of being 3, so and he can be kona her as his wife. Even if she's going to be halakhically, if she's married off by her father and then he dies on any children, so then her brother can perform the mitzvah of Yibum with her since she's older than 3, even though she doesn't have das, since she's allowed to be married through Bia, that would enable her to be fully married on a level of Doraisa. But Chavar Mishamisha says, no, that if her father married her off, and so Pita Ketana is onus, that for her herself, it's going to be viewed as that she was only onus, so she's not going to be Chayav Misa, and also she's under the age of 13, she's not punishable. However, someone else, who's let's say a 15-year-old, has Bia with this 7-year-old, so then he's going to be Chayav Misa for that, for adultery, and he's going to be put to death for that. So that if she was married level deraisa by her father, and with Tama as Bola, and she is also if she became Anita, she can cause the one who has bia with her. Letame mishkav tachton ke'elyon. You make the top is going to be like the bottom. What is this? That a nida is tamei, we know, for 7 days. That's a dinda, right? And also the state of by nida, if she lies on the couch, a nida is going to make the tuma to the fact that it's going to be like an avatum, like a za for that purpose. So the man who has bia with the nida, generally he also is going to have the same tuma as she does have. But over here, the Mishnah is teaching us a chiddush that even though she can become a nida, she can't transfer the state of nida to the one who has bia with her till she reaches the age of 3. At that point, she's going to be having a full fledged bias, so then that would make her mamish like the stage. If before the age of 3 she has be with her, so then it's going to be like someone who touches Anida, which is only going to become tamei until the evening. She's only going to be rishon on the tumah, you're tamei to that evening, and then you can go to the mikvah. But if after the age of 3, your mamish is going to be like the same tumah that she had. Nisus the kohen and chalas betruma. If she marries nisuin with the kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. Again, after the age of 3. After the age of 3, if anyone has bia with her, any of the psulin, so if she's a kohen's daughter, possibly she's no longer allowed to eat truma. If she has bia with a goy, bia with a chalal, in all those circumstances, she would be possible from eating truma. So Rav is going to flesh out the proof. So what do we see from here? That only a girl from 3 and up, it's going to be possible to her from having the last point of this Mishnah, from having bia that's going to make her us. Possibly chuppah, that's also going to be disqualified through chuppah. But a girl who's younger than the age of 3, the love basla bia, even if you actually have the actual bia itself, the illicit relations, that she has bia with a goy or bia with a halal, it doesn't make her love basla mechuppah, so that doesn't pass her, then also the negotiation again, love basla nami bechuppah. It should not pass her with a case of chuppah either, because those are the case, learn from one another. Shmamina, this is a very good proof from the Mishnah, actually, like Shmuel wanted to taina, that Rav would agree with Shmuel, that a girl under the age of 3, and a chuppah from the girl under the age of 3, with let's say an almana like kohen gadol, or if she was the daughter of a kohen, and became a grusha, and she was going to be with a kohen, so then she didn't have children, then she would be pasul lakuna in the case where only if she above the age of 3 she married him and she'd be with him, but if she has be with her before the age of 3, she would not pasul her. So that's what the shitah is. Now the Gemara says the third mandah. Amar Rabbi Chama, yesh chuppah lipsulas. With regards to if there's significance to the chuppah with the kuna, banda machlokas from Meir, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. It's actually machlokas between Meir, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. Turning on to the next. Amar now into Nun Chasim. Alaf Le Rabbi Meir, the Amar Kedushin Paslay. According to our Meir, who says that a Kohen's Kedushin with a woman who's unfit for a disqualifying for Yitzhuma, chuppah nami paslay, his chuppah with her even without prior Kedushin is going to disqualify her. Go swallow the fire from eating chumim. Just as he says, with regards to Eretz, it's going to be Asr. So too, with regards to Chuppah, there will be Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, the Amri Kedushin, lo pasa, but of course, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, who say that a Kohen's Kedushin with a woman who is not fit to be with him, that does not disqualify her from eating chumim, she's allowed to eat chumim, and such a case, Chuppah nami lo pasa, the Chuppah with her without prior Kedushin also would not disqualify her from eating chumim, because again, as we mentioned, it's less halakhically significant, so that's going to be fine. So that's what the Gemara says. Gemara points out a question though. We might. Well, what are you trying to compare these two cases? Dilma ad kan lo kama Rabbi Meir Hasam. Maybe Rabbi Meir only said there's a lacha in our Mishnah, ela b'kedushin de kanilei. With regards to kedushin, where the Kohen acquires her as his wife, her actual marriage with the kedushin makes her the fact that it's going to have the fact that you're going to have Mishnah marriage will be a psula because you add a lacha significance to the kedushin. However, of a chuppah de lo kanilei. But in the case where the chuppah alone, without prior kedushin, where he does not halachically acquire her as his wife, so then maybe there Rabbi Meir would agree that she's not going to be disqualified from eating truma in that circumstance. The chuppah without kedushin has no halachic significance. Again, that seems to be against the mandam over there, the shaila of the gemara over there, that says the chuppah might affect marriage and the gemara in the beginning of kedushin. But that's what the gemara seems to assume, that they're not acquiring over here. So the gemara says also inami, or you could say ad kan lo kamei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Hasam, that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said that far in the Mishnah elabik kedushin. With regards to a woman's unfit for Kohen, Kedushin is not something that's close to having Bia. Of a Chuppah, what does Chuppah represent? You could say the Chuppah represents Karva Lebia, the consummation of marriage, which is generally done through having relations. Hachanami de Pasel, so also Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon would agree that it would disqualify from eating Chuppah, because this is representative of something which is done through having relations. So therefore, we've rejected the fact that you could say that this is a Machlokas Tanaim. So the Gemara says, Ella, Iika Lameimar, Beplukta Dai Tanaim. So if you want to say that it's a machlokas tanaim, it's going to be a different machlokas tanaim in a braisa. The tanaim we learn in a braisa, nasu zavazu. If these are those went underway at nisuin with a kohen, ksheras apostles, that if a kohen performed nisuin with a woman who are fit or disqualified for him, in this example over here, that's the case of the psulos. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Oh, shenichnasu lechuppah v'lenevela, or they entered chuppah without having bia. Oh, chos mishalo, they're allowed to eat from his property. V'olchos b'truma, she's allowed to eat truma. So that's what we see over here. Nichnasu, so the Gemara now just interrupts for a second. Nichnasu, the Gemara says explanation, they entered into chuppah, but they don't have bia. Michlal de nisu mamash, that implies that they underwent nisuin, actual nisuin, where they did not have bia. But how could that be? The Gemara says, Is it nisuin? By the way, by definition, it's going to be an assumption that they had beer, they had relations. So Gemara says, El alav could go to nikos al chuppah vanilla vila. But rather, it must be the case where they underwent chuppah, but they didn't have beer yet. So that the Gemara is saying right now that that second point of the brisa, if they came under chuppah, they didn't have beer yet. Rather, an explanation of the preceding cases. Victani, yet the brisa says, Olchos meshova, olchos shuma. They are permitted to eat from his estate, and also permitted to eat truma, even in the woman who enters the chuppah with a kohen who is unfit to marry her. Evidently, we see from this tana that there is no halachic nikos to chuppah to a psoles. This is not disqualified for eating truma. That's what we see from this brisa. Okay, Bezer Shem will continue with this raya and the brisa and the arichus Rashi. Bezer Shem is Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Noka, and the Hemshech of this Gemara is fleshing out in tomorrow's daf.